Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Afternoon. And although it's slow on the Interloop leaving Tysons where those happened, we've remained without any further incidents and we've kept the lanes open. Those lanes are pretty packed on the outer loop in Tysons, as are the outer loop lanes between Springfield and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge through Alexandria as rush hour wears on. Ashburn crash at Waxpool Road and Smith Switch Road. At the intersection where Waxpool Doglegs, you're still under police direction. And our traffic center is still presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast from Steve Rudin.
Clouds will continue to build moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight with showers after midnight, all part of a cold front. This cold front will bring showers early tomorrow morning and temperatures in the upper 60s to middle 70s by afternoon. Wind gusts tomorrow 20 to 30 miles per hour, dry and sunny on Thursday near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine still. 71 in Columbia, 72 in Alexandria. Penn Quarter coming in at 71 degrees.
At 559.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights Frederick. This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson coming up.
The second day of testimony wraps up in the Trump hush money trial.
And we'll get an update in seconds from CBS News, then go in depth with an ABC reporter who was inside the courtroom. That's at 6:15.
Another big step forward is expected this week in the cleanup of Baltimore's downed Key Bridge. I'm Mike Murillo.
We've got some breaking news when it comes to a new teen curfew in our area.
We're praying to God for a miracle.
The father of two boys that died after a Virginia fire speaks out. I'm Valerie Ball.
WTOP at 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former President Trump went after the judge in his hush money trial today in New York.
I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair.
Trump could be held in contempt for violating a gag order, but a judge hasn't decided yet. As for today's testimony, former tabloid publisher David Pecker elaborated on his 2016 election scheme. CBS's Robert Costa.
The prosecution zoomed in on that moment in August of 2015. When the Trump campaign, Michael Cohen, Hope Hicks, Donald Trump, they met with David Pecker, and Pecker offered his services, in effect. He said he was willing to work with the National Enquirer to protect Trump's reputation, to do so-called catch-and-kill operations, to kill any story that's seen as unfavorable to Trump.
Trial resumes Thursday. President Biden stumping in Florida today, where he addressed abortion.
Next week, one of the nation's most extreme anti-abortion laws will take effect here in Florida. It's criminalizing reproductive health care for before women even know whether they're pregnant. I mean, this is bizarre.
Biden telling supporters their abortion should be a constitutional right. The Senate set to vote soon on a massive foreign aid package to get more help to allies like Ukraine.
Leader McConnell calls this an important day for America and
for freedom-loving countries around the world.
Asked whether the delay in getting the legislation done would hurt Ukraine in its battle with Russia, he said,
"It's no question delay was harmful."
McConnell warns that the nation has big problems, including Russia, and he hopes it doesn't take something like Pearl Harbor to get people's attention.
Pretending enemies don't hate you does not work.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
War protests are spreading on college campuses.
Columbia has more than doubled its security presence. The NYPD has also stepped up patrols outside. And for the foreseeable future, only students and staff are allowed on campus after scanning their ID.
CBS's Meg Oliver says classes at Columbia will also be hybrid with virtual options the rest of the semester. It's been about a month now since the Key Bridge collapse, and there is progress in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
On clearing the Federal Channel and opening vessel traffic to the port, we are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Engineers say they're on track to fully reopen shipping channels next month. And George Santos just announced on X that he is dropping his independent run, what would have been his comeback bid, for Congress. Santos was removed from the House in a historic vote back in December. He is still facing more than a dozen criminal charges, which he denies. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on WTOP, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Still have plenty of sunshine, still warm. We're at 72 in D.C. Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, more of what you just heard from CBS News. It's been 4 weeks since a deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. And among all the cleanup, WTOP's Mike Murillo says the lifting of a 560-ton piece of the wreckage last night means an important milestone will most likely be met by the end of the week.
4 weeks ago.
Something that was a crown jewel for our city and our state and for our nation collapsed into the Patapsco River.
And the around-the-clock work continues to clear the wreckage of the bridge so the important port can fully reopen, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And this week,
Unified Command began laying out buoys and lights to mark the fourth temporary channel with a controlling depth of 35 feet.
The goal is to have that open by week's end. Then after 4 days of it being open, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilry says that new channel will be closed for about 10 days.
That will allow us to safely conduct the rigging we need to do on board that large piece of the bridge that's still on board the bow of the Dolly.
So the ship can be moved. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
From the cars you shop for to the cardboard packaging your Amazon deliveries come in, they are among the items that come through the Port of Baltimore. And in a WTOP exclusive, the port administrator explains to our Kate Ryan how we might be feeling some supply chain and pricing pinches. It all depends on how long it takes to get shipping traffic back to normal.
The Port of Baltimore had a record year in a number of categories in 2023.
For certain types of cargo, the roll-on, roll-off, the automobiles, we're number one.
That's Jonathan Daniels, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're also number one for sugar with the Domino facility right across the harbor. We're number one for gypsum for the construction industry.
The collapse of the Key Bridge nearly a month ago meant other ports have taken on some of that traffic, and that could mean delays in deliveries and possible increases in prices because of shipping detours until the port is fully open. But officials say it won't mean a major break in the supply chain. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
We are following breaking news on WTOP. Prince George's County is planning to put a new teen curfew in place on weekends at National Harbor. The curfew is going to ban teenagers who have to be with an adult if they don't have any. They're going to be banned there between 5 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Now, this follows several large crowds and fights that happened at National Harbor last Saturday night. The curfew is confirmed by a couple of Prince George's County Council members who have been speaking with WTOP, passed emergency legislation to enforce that curfew. Our partners at 7 News say the blanket curfew would also include fines for parents who knowingly let their children violate that order.
More as we go through the evening here on WTOP. 6:06, a family in Fairfax County is going through the unimaginable after they lost their two young boys following a devastating house fire. The father of the children speaks with WTOP about the outpouring of support from the community.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William died at Children's National Hospital 4 days after a fire destroyed their Fairfax home. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said it's been incredible to hear memories about the boys.
To see how they've impacted the school, how they've impacted the county, how they've impacted the community, we're like, oh my goodness.
Jamie said both of the boys' hearts were able to be donated. He said if they didn't have their faith and their church,
our mental health would not be in a good spot.
A GoFundMe set up for the family has raised almost $250,000. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Hey, remember that big warehouse fire we were telling you about in Sterling yesterday and all the black smoke that drivers could see for miles? The fire department says the cause was someone smoking and not properly putting out their cigarette. The main building is a total loss because of the fire damage. It's estimated about $2.25 million. No civilians were hurt. One firefighter was looked over for some minor heat-related injuries.
Well, coming up on WTOP.
What an extra $10 a month. Get your Amazon Prime account. I'm Jeff Glaber.
We'll have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments, that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health. It's how we treat people.
608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, and we'll start with the traffic part. Dave is in the traffic center.
Baseball traffic inbound on 395. It's getting more crowded at the 14th Street Bridge and even eastbound on 66 from the Dulles Connector and Westmoreland Street through Arlington. Inbound Memorial Bridge also in on the Nats traffic. But if you're heading westbound on 66 into Fairfax County, slow between the Beltway and 123 and then slower near Fair Lakes. Past Fairfax County Parkway, we've got two stopped with hazards on in the left main lane, across from Stringfellow Road's exit. That's westbound on 66 in the main lanes. Beyond that, it's going to come down to some lingering congestion between Centerville and Manassas. Beltway traffic still quite slow on the inner loop from Route 7 to the Legion Bridge and River Road. Outer loop still heavy at the Legion, but slower from 123 to Gallows and certainly from Springfield toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge through Alexandria. In Maryland, inner loop congestion near Connecticut Avenue, Route 1 College Park, outer loop near 450, but starting to ease up on other portions of the Beltway. Northbound on 270, still heavy in Gaithersburg, 95 between College Park and Columbia, not bad. Southbound after 100, broken down truck out of the way, BW Parkway, typical congestion near Fort Meade and Laurel. Route 50 between the Beltway and the Bay Bridge, it is smooth sailing. Back in Virginia, Loudoun County, Waxpool Road at Smith Switch Road. Police direction around a crash. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head on over to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Clouds continue to increase moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight. Showers will dot radar late tonight into early tomorrow morning as a cold front approaches from the west. This cold front will eventually knock our temperatures down just a bit. We're in the upper 60s to lower 70s tomorrow. Winds will also increase during the afternoon with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. Just around 60 degrees and sunshine on Thursday, lower 60s on Friday, mid to upper 60s on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have sunshine, a little bit of a breeze. We are down to 71 degrees at Reagan National, 69 degrees in Northwest D.C., all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 6:10. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's get back to Jeff Claybaugh.
Tesla reported quarterly results after the close. Deliveries were down another 9%, and Tesla says full-year deliveries will be lower than last. It did update plans for a less expensive model. Sales of new houses rose to the highest level since September last month, but builders are slowing down. That's partly because the number of unsold, newly built houses for sale is the highest since 2008. If you're an Amazon Prime member, another $10 a month will now get you unlimited grocery delivery. It covers deliveries from Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh. It requires a $35 order. The Dow rallied 264 points today. The S&P 500 up 60. That was 1.25%. The Nasdaq finished today up 245 points. That was more than 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
At LMI, they're reimagining the path from insight to outcome at the new speed of possible. Discover what you can achieve at www.lmi.org.
Still ahead, day two of witness testimony in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. We're going to get the latest from an ABC News reporter who was inside the Manhattan courtroom. It is 6:11.
All right, D.C., the wait is over.
FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. This is George Wallace. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. You place a $5 bet, win or lose, you get $150 in bonus bets. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Say you want to place a bet tonight on the Capitals to bounce back in Game 2, which I think they're going to do. You can do that. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, then call Bull Oak today, Tuesday, April 23rd. Bull Oak uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy. This technology is backed by over 50 clinical studies, including research from Cambridge University. Our treatment gets to the root cause of ED by repairing blood vessels and increasing blood flow, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. This is over $800 in value. And today only, for those who call in the next 2 minutes, new patients will receive their first treatment completely free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and it's totally free. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. This offer ends today, Tuesday, April 23rd. 703-337-1919.
Later this hour, are you familiar with non-compete agreements that keep you from taking a job with a competitor? Well, the federal government may be doing away with them. More from WDTOP in 30 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
614, I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Second day of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It's wrapped up, and David Pecker, the ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, was on the witness stand for the prosecution. He detailed a 2015 agreement with Trump and Michael Cohen to try to kill negative stories about the former president and run negative stories about then-candidate Trump's political rivals. Well,
Peter Haralambos with the ABC News Investigative Unit has been watching the proceedings from inside the courtroom. He joined us earlier to explain what he witnessed.
David Pecker is the first prosecution witness, and he really brought the jurors behind the scenes at a secret meeting in 2015 where Trump, Pecker, and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, agreed that the National Enquirer would serve as the eyes and ears of Trump's campaign, that they would keep an eye out for negative stories, they'd run positive stories about Trump, and they would run negative stories about Trump's opponents. Now, that relationship led to tons of positive coverage for Trump, some negative coverage about his opponents, and ultimately led to these three hush money payments that the trial really focuses on. Pecker was only able to get into the details of the first one about a Trump Tower doorman who alleged falsely that Trump had a child out of wedlock, and at the very beginning of the second one, former Playboy model Karen McDougal. His testimony is expected to pick up on Thursday.
And Peter, the other names, I mean, I even saw where Bill and Hillary Clinton's name was dropped in all this, so it sounds like a lot of famous or celebrity names are being dropped as part of his testimony.
Yeah, no, it was fascinating. Trump was watching intently as Pecker was describing how the National Enquirer was eager to publish any dirt they could possibly get on Hillary Clinton. Pecker saying how stories about how Bill Clinton is a womanizer and Hillary Clinton was an enabler, those sold tabloids for the National Enquirer, and they also helped Pecker kind of meet this agreement that he had with Cohen and Trump to run negative stories about Trump's opponents. We also saw some wild headlines that the National Enquirer published in 2015 and 2016, suggesting that Ben Carson, the Republican primary candidate, left a sponge in someone's brain as he was doing surgery, or that Ted Cruz's father had some kind of a relationship with the JFK assassin. Those wild, complete out-of-the-left-field stories, we learned today, kind of came out of this relationship and this meeting with Trump, where Trump and Cohen were encouraging the National Enquirer to run any negative story they could about Trump's opponents, whether that be in the Republican primary or in the general election.
Now, Peter, what's going on with the gag order in this case? There are accusations that Mr. Trump has violated it out of the earshot of the jury. Earlier today, there was a hearing about that. Where do things stand with that particular part of the case?
So the judge hasn't issued his ruling yet on the matter, but it seems like Trump might be in store for some pretty stiff penalties. Prosecutors allege that Trump violated the gag order on 10 separate occasions and that he should be fined a total of $10,000. But things got heated in court this morning. The judge growing visibly frustrated with Trump's lawyers, telling him that, quote, you've lost all credibility in the eyes of the court, and prosecutors asking the judge to remind Trump that he could be sent to prison if he continues to violate the gag order. That's actually a real possibility here. Officials in New York at this point are planning and trying to figure out what they would need to do if they needed to put Trump in a holding cell, or what would happen if they had to send Trump to Rikers. So possibly very stiff penalties ahead, first financial, later if Trump continues to violate the gag order, even jail time.
Peter Harlambous with the ABC News investigative units inside the lower Manhattan courtroom for the Donald Trump hush money trial.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
The Senate gets closer to a vote for new money and arms for Ukraine. WTOP's Mitchell Miller is watching the latest from Capitol Hill.
Maryland's governor offers a fresh update on cleanup and salvage efforts at the Key Bridge disaster site in Baltimore. There could be major developments for the Port of Baltimore later this week.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
It is 6:18. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, and let's go back to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
Virginia, I-66 westbound. Heavy traffic near Nutley Street and a slowdown near Fair Lakes. Westbound past Fairfax County Parkway. The broken down vehicle was just towed out of the left lane. Now it just comes down to picking up the cones and reopening that left lane westbound on 66. Eastbound traffic heavy, Falls Church into Arlington. Inbound traffic slow on the Memorial and 14th Street bridges. A lot of that is heading to Nationals Park by way of 395 and South Capitol Street. Back in Virginia, outer loop traffic still slow near 66 and 50, and from Van Dorn Street to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Inner loop still a slow ride from Route 7 to River Road along the way. Another one broken down on the inner loop on the right beyond the toll road. In Maryland on 270 northbound, we're down to brief delays in Gaithersburg, 95 in the BW Parkway, just a little heavy near 32, heavier on the parkway, of course. Route 50, a good clean shot from the Beltway through Bowie, Annapolis, out to the Bay Bridge. With no delays either way. Sometimes a virtual visit's all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/eVisit. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Mark Pena. He's in the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Mark, this is another fine evening. You got more for us?
Yeah, we do, actually. We have a quick-moving system that will arrive later on tonight, but be out of here by tomorrow afternoon. Your forecast calls for increasing clouds for the rest of your evening and a stray shower or two possible, mainly from midnight tonight through about the first half of your morning commute tomorrow, about 8, 9 o'clock. After that, that system is going to swing a cold front through our area and bring in some sunnier skies by tomorrow afternoon. And the cold air is a little delayed behind the system. We're still going to see highs around 70 degrees tomorrow, but temperatures drop about 10 degrees heading into Thursday with highs in the low 60s. Thursday night and Friday night, we'll be watching the chance for some patchy areas of frost, especially outside the Beltway, where temperatures are expected to drop into the mid-30s, where inside the city, we're expecting low 40s. After that, we're looking at a nice stretch of weather. Saturday looks a little cloudy, temperatures in the mid-60s, though, but Sunday into next week, it's going to be a little bit of some summertime weather heading our way with 80s in the forecast for Sunday and even some upper 80s by next Monday and Tuesday. So we could be flirting with some 90 degree weather, especially if you're south of DC next week. So you can drop those winter coats for some shorts and t-shirt by this time next week. Not right now, though. Nice afternoon, though, as we've been talking about, just seeing some increasing clouds. Currently, temperature wise, it's 71 in Southeast, 68 in Springfield, and 71 in Potomac.
Thanks, Mark. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Well, coming up on WTOP, it seems to happen every summer, but this year, it is no different. It's a major shutdown of metro stations for significant repair. We'll have more coming up in 60 seconds.
Get a large hot coffee for only $1 when you buy any breakfast sandwich at 7-Eleven with 7 rewards, including the delicious bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. Croissant?
Valid through 4/30/24 plus tax. Participating stores only. See app for details.
Hi, it's Jess Fingles, the lady behind all the better deals coming from New Look Home Design. It's why they call me the better Fingles. How much better? Well, how about 5 years interest-free financing on your new roof, siding, and windows? With interest rates higher than they've been this millennium, New Look is way better. 5 years, 60 months, or 240 weeks, zero interest. Not better enough? How about 50% off your roofing and siding materials for the month of April? New Look Home Design is making it easy to get your project done. Not just done, but done forever with our lifetime warranties on everything we touch, giving you the confidence to know it will last. That's why they call me the better Fingles. Need something else better? How about I install your roof within a week? How much better can you get? So call us at 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. I'm the better Fingles, and New Look's the better choice.
This is WTOP News.
623.
As another summer approaches, you can probably guess we'll have another major shutdown on Metro. And this time it is on a key part of the Red Line. Several stations will be closed pretty much all summer. Shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through August 31st. And the buses will run for free. Some will have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to D.C. 4 Red Line stations will be closed the whole time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired up with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer.
623, this is maybe something you might not be aware of. Drivers in Virginia have not been required to have car insurance. That is all about to change, as we hear from WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
American companies would no longer be able to keep you from taking jobs with competitors under a rule approved by the Federal Trade Commission today. But that rule is sure to be challenged in court. The FTC voted 3-2 to ban measures known as non-compete agreements, which bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a certain period of time. According to the FTC, roughly 1 in 5 workers is now subject to such restrictions. The Biden administration has taken aim at non-compete clauses, which are commonly associated with high-level executives at tech and financial companies, but in recent years have also affected lower-paid workers.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Well, hey to Rob Woodfork, and we're here with some cap news, right?
Yeah, they're about to play some hockey.